So what's your blood level? No, I'm not talking about alcohol. One of my colleagues on the Hill, Dr. James Lunny, MP for Nanaimo, Alberni, wants us to pay attention to our vitamin D blood levels. That's why he has introduced legislation to designate every November 2nd as National Vitamin D Day. His bill, C-388, is already making its way through Parliament. At least 3,000 well-documented research articles confirm that vitamin D, the so-called sunshine vitamin, is key to disease prevention. Sufficient blood levels could reduce the incidence of chronic degenerative diseases such as diabetes, MS, cardiovascular diseases, viral infections, and cancer. Yet the most thorough study ever done by StatsCan on this subject reveals that Canadians don't get enough vitamin D. Our country's climate provides plenty of four-season sporting fun, but when it comes to our levels of vitamin D, which in its natural state is absorbed through the skin from the sun, we can't rival warmer countries. This is a problem. Without adequate vitamin D in our blood, our bodies can't absorb calcium or phosphorus. According to the StatsCan study, 2/3 of Canadians have levels that place us at increased risk for the chronic diseases mentioned above. 1 in 10 of us don't have high enough levels to keep our bones healthy, and the extremely low levels of 4 in 100 of us put us at risk for rickets, a severe and debilitating bone disease mainly found in children. It doesn't have to be that way. Abundant research indicates that elevating vitamin D levels through supplements would not only make us a healthier country, it would make us a richer one. The Journal of Molecular Nutrition and Food Research, 2010, estimates elevating blood levels of vitamin D3 to a safe level would save $14.4 billion in healthcare costs per year in Canada. Health Canada suggests that Canadians take from 200 to 600 international units of vitamin D a day for good bone health. Other research indicates that vitamin D may have anti-cancer benefits at higher levels. The purpose of Bill C-388 is not to legislate the mandatory taking of vitamins. Declaring each November 2nd as National Vitamin D Day, though not a holiday, will build on what some cities across Canada from Vancouver to St. John's have already done by designating the same day as such. A national impetus would encourage more Canadian communities to promote this low-cost vital vitamin for all our good health. So do you know your blood level of vitamin D? Don't worry, there won't ever be a breathalyzer test for this blood level. But in light of our own health, maybe there should be. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.